This is the translation for Aeneid Book 2, lines 212 to 222. So we're going to start with diffugimus, vi suexangues. So we scatter. Exangues, bloodless, pale. Vi su, at the sight, from the sight. Would also be a translation. So if you remember, the snakes have just come on shore, and they're huge, and their eyes are filled with blood and fire, and they're very frightening. And so this is describing the reaction. We scatter, bloodless at the sight. Ili agmine certo leacunta petunt. So Ili is referring to the snakes. They head for leacuan. Agmine certo, in a fixed, in a direct line. So this is saying exactly where they're headed. There is no going to the left, to the right. They're going straight for Leacuan. But unfortunately, his sons are in the way. So at primum and first, all right, we're going to go down to the verb, serpens utor implicat. Each snake. And what do? They implicat, they entwine the sons. And it describes them as amplexus, having embraced the parva capora, the small bodies, duorum natorum, of his two sons. So in first, each snake, having embraced the small bodies of the two sons, entwined them, wrap around them. Et miseros morsu de pascitur artus. And each one feeds on, devours, de pascitur, the poor limbs, morsu, with a bite. So the sons were in the way, so they eat them. They wrap around them, they devour them. Post, afterwards. Cripuunt, they seize. Ligant, and bind. Spiri cingentibus, with their huge coils. Ipsum, Leacuan himself, he himself. And they describe him as auxilio subeuntum, coming down to help. Octella ferentum, and bringing, carrying weapons. So he sees what's happening. He grabs some weapons and runs down to try to help his sons, but it's too late. So afterwards, they seize and bind with their huge coils him, coming down to help and bringing weapons. And now at Yom, Cercum dati squamea terga. And then you got amplexi, medium bis. So both the amplexi and the cercum dati, again, nominative, plural, this is describing the snakes. And they, having embraced his middle, his waist, his medium, twice. And cercum dati, having placed their squamea terga, their scaly bodies, colo, around his neck, bis, twice. They superant, they overcome him. Capite et cervicibus altis, with their high heads and necks. Now, why is it capite and not capitibus? That couldn't be used in dactylic verse because it has three short syllables and there's no way to elide it. There's no way to syncopate it. And so instead of capitibus, he puts capite, and you're supposed to understand it as both high necks and heads. Ile, he. Now, this is nominative singular masculine, it's referring to Leacuan. Simul, at the same time. Tendit manibus, reaches with his hands. De velere nodos, to rip apart, to tear apart the knots. So they're being described as almost wrapping around him so much that it's like knotted. There's these coils around him. He's trying to rip them apart. It also describes him as perfusus. Sanie vitas atroque venino, soaked with gore and black poison. vitas on his headbands. So this vitas is describing kind of the customary headwear that a priest would be using while doing sacrificing. Because if you remember back, what was he doing at the beginning of all of this? He was sacrificing a bull. But it's describing him as being soaked with gore all the way up to his headbands. Simul, at the same time, tollit, he lifts, clamores horrendos, horrifying shouts, ad sidera, to the stars. So in this situation, it is like now he has become the sacrifice. He is no longer sacrificing to the gods. The snakes are sacrificing him. All right, so I'm going to go all the way back to line 212 and translate forward again, and then we can discuss these lines further in class. We flee, we scatter, bloodless at the sight. They, in a fixed line, head for Laocoon. And first, each snake, having embraced the small bodies of the two sons, wrap around them and devour the poor limbs with a bite. Afterwards, they seize and bind with their huge coils him, coming down to help and carrying weapons. And now they, having embraced his waist twice and having placed their scaly bodies around his neck twice, overcome him with high necks and heads. He, at the same time, reaches to rip apart the knots with his hands, soaked up to his headbands in gore and black venom. At the same time, he raises horrifying, horrendous shouts to the stars. And that is book 2, 212 to 222.